So yesterday, my boyfriend Joe and I went to CVS, and you know, we only had a few things on our list to get, but it was stuff like toothpaste, shampoo, body wash, just common things. It's not like we were looking for razor blades or things that are super expensive, or you know, like an entire kit for, I guess they sell like Vagisil. You know what I mean? It wasn't like that kind of thing. It wasn't like the expensive, you know, high-end stuff for your hoo-ha, whatever. No, literally toothpaste, shampoo, body wash, and some candy. All of that stuff was all behind bars. We had to have somebody, and it was all different aisles. So we had to keep pushing buttons to get people to come with a key. God. Yes, they had to come with a key to open it just to hand us toothpaste. It's like, toothpaste is now behind glass. Like, it's toothpaste. Like, I understand razor blades. Razor blades are very expensive. People steal them. I get it. I mean, this toothpaste is $3.79. You're going to put this behind. So yeah, they're having a really bad problem, but it's not what you think. It's not just regular theft. And our local news happened to have reported it last night, right after we got home.
Drugstores have been locking up items for years, but if you've been shopping recently, you may have noticed more and more products being locked up.
And it includes things like bars of soap, deodorant, even toothbrushes. CBS 2's Alice.
Yeah, the toothpicks that you pick your teeth with at Walmart, they're locked up behind bars.
At Walmart?
Yeah, and I never knew why. Hmm. I was like, it's like $4.
You're about to find out why.
This has become a common sight at drugstores around New York City.
This was last night.
Aisles and aisles of products under lock and key.
Customer service needed in the dental department.
Shampoos, deodorants. What I'm also seeing is that a lot of stuff is like not even on the shelf.
They have it locked up because sometimes they get boosters that come in there and steal their stuff.
Boosters are people who steal products to resell them.
And you notice down the street, there's a whole bunch of, I don't know if they're stealing it from here or they're stealing it from another place to sell it here.
We've spoken to several managers at various drugstores around New York City. Though none would go on camera, all tell us they've seen an increase in thefts.
The NYPD says as of September 12th this year, there have been more than 26,000 complaints for shoplifting, retail theft in New York City, compared to more than 20,000 for the same time period last year. Hmm. The National Retail Federation
says those are just the complaints. Those are people that get caught.
The increase on the pandemic, with New York ranking fourth for organized retail crime in the past year. Many point to changes in sentencing guidelines and the growth of online marketplaces. The
organized
of
retail crime.
With CBS2 back in July after several big steals on Long Island.
Shoplifting steals from all of us. It steals tax dollars.
CVS says in part, locking product is a measure of last resort, and that different products can experience.
Yeah, this is what happened to us. We were at CVS, and they locked up the fucking toothpaste. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Retail is just screwing themselves when you have to do this. So if you have to stand there for 10 minutes to get somebody to come over and bring you toothpaste, you're going to stop going. You're just going to order it from Amazon. It's going to come to your front door. You're going to cut out the middleman.
It's funny you would say that, because this problem just started hitting New York. This organized retail where they steal stuff and then they resell it on the street or resell it. They literally put out a table and they just sell your shampoo for, you know, $5 a thing, or it's cheaper. It's cheaper than you can get it at CVS because it was stolen. It's been so bad in San Francisco that just today Walgreens announced they're closing a whole slew, at least five Walgreens. I mean, San Francisco it's a big city, but five Walgreens? They probably only have like 10 Walgreens there. So, and the reason why they're closing them is because exactly this. There's two problems. There's so much of this organized crime going on there, this organized thieving, and people don't want to wait. You know, because like I said, we had to get three different things in three different aisles, and we had to push a button every time. I got one guy, I was like, please come with us to the next aisle. Like, no, I don't have that key. Could you go get that key?
Oh my God. Now they got to go track the key down.
Right. It's a different key. It's a different person. I'm sorry. I don't do shampoo. So, right. So Joe was like, forget it. Let's not even bother. And he was ready to leave, you know? So you're right. And then you end up ordering on, you know, Walmart.com or Amazon or something like that. So yeah,
and
yeah it's a real problem.
It'll come to your house tomorrow and it'll be right on your doorstep. You don't have to deal with anybody. You just go click, 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 and it's done. I can see getting an iPhone behind locked doors. I get that. But yeah. Shampoo, stop it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand razor blades. You know, razor blades are expensive. You know, some of these stores sell vibrators. Those are very expensive, especially the good ones. Batteries, you know, like there's some stuff that I see why they put it behind glass, because they don't want it stolen, because it's like, you know, that's their hot ticket item. But I mean, seriously, like, you're right. The toothpicks?
Yeah, well, the toothpicks were behind glass, so I didn't want to sit there and press that button because it's going to take all day. It's Walmart. It's going to take up 10 minutes to get there. And you're right. They're not going to have the right key. So it's not worth it. So you know what? I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. So that screwed you out of that sale because I didn't feel like going through the hassle.
But here's the weird thing. So my hair color that I get there, my root touch-up stuff, is $10 for one little, it's $9.99 for one little tiny thing. The toothpaste was $3.79, okay? I had to call a guy to get the toothpaste, yet all the hair color was everywhere. It was like, you could just take hair color. So it had nothing to do with price. It had to do with what gets stolen the most.
So nobody's stealing hair color.
That's the really valuable thing. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And like I said, I walk out because I'm like, I'm not playing this game. And it was probably less than $2 for the toothpicks. I'm just like, I can't.